Blog Talk Radio.
Text them to call in.
Ray and Tay today. Yes, Sports Radio's on. Talking sports with friends, and you know we got it on. From the NFL to the NBA, MLB and college hoops do it all day. College football, we know who's number one. Understand, on the phones, you know we get it done. So call in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. You're listening to Ray and Tay today, and I'm Ray, Tall Rayside.
And I'm Tay, Eric Taylor, and we're coming with you hard and fast, full court press, quick show with a great interview talking to Zendon Hamilton, former St. John star and former NBA player, coach. We're going to get into it with him about the Red Storm this year. Find out his thoughts about the great Kentucky team, 30-0, only the 13th team to start off that way. So hopefully Zendon will be with us shortly. Ray, St. John's is 20-9. We got to find out what he thinks about this team, man. They're balling.
The Red Storm, Red Men, Red whatever you want to call them, they're playing ball. And it's good to see Steve Lavin back coaching, and it's good to see that the program is hopefully turning the corner and back to where it was and back to where we remembered it. You know, it'd be nice to see the Big East, the new Big East, and St. John's, you know, represent and go to the tournament. And you know what? They have some athletes on that team. They might be able to cause some trouble.
Harrison, D'Angelo Harrison's the beast. And you know what? It's good for college basketball. Remember, Georgetown upset Butler last night, so that was big. And Kentucky holds off. And we got to talk to Zendon about this, man. Kentucky, 30-0, Ray, and they hold off Georgia in a raucous crowd in Athens. And, you know, it was 62-all, and then they just shut it down. The defense, the defense, the defense. You got to love it.
And, you know, we said that this Kentucky team has been erratic on the offensive side, but the defense and their size, and they just keep coming at you with depth. So you really have to play almost a perfect game to beat this Kentucky team. So I think we have our caller right now. Let's punch him in. Zendon Hamilton, is that you?
Yes, sir. Is this Mr. Ray and Tay?
Yeah, how you doing?
How are you? How was everything? Long time, man.
Yeah, long time. It's great. It's great. We're talking college hoops, going to talk a little pro hoops. So how are you doing? First, tell us where you're calling from and what's going on.
Oh, nothing much. I'm calling from Milwaukee. We're in Milwaukee right now getting ready to play Xavier later on. So that's really all that's going on. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Zendon. Doing really well. This is Eric Taylor Tay, and we're glad to have you on the show with us. Hey, before we get into the questions, and Ray's going to start off, but my heart was just hit with the whole 25-year anniversary of Hank Gathers, and I just wanted to, as a former college basketball, a very good college basketball player yourself, what do you remember? I know you were probably a mid to late teenager at that time, but just Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble and that team. What are your thoughts on that, on this anniversary of that?
Well, I got two things on that, because there's somebody else that's really close to me that just passed. But the Hank Gathers thing is, man, they were rolling, I'll tell you that. Yeah. I was a little younger. I speak to Bo Kimble periodically every so often now, and every time I speak to him, I just remember him putting up the sign for Hank and things like that. Those teams don't come along very often anymore.
Those left-handed free throws too in the game, in the tournament game.
Gives you chills.
Absolutely. Yeah. Legendary time in college basketball.
Yeah, and it's funny that you said that. You mentioned that we lost just this past week. We lost Anthony Mason.
I was getting ready to get to that.
Kersey, three guys, Roy Tarpley, Jerome Kersey, and Anthony Mason were all between 48 and 52, so dying way too young. We lost from the basketball family three guys that went far too early.
Absolutely. Jerome Kersey was my coach when I was with the Milwaukee Bucks. He was an assistant coach back then, and we had a nice relationship. And you know, Mace is he's been around me since maybe high school days. You know, just being around the area. When I was at St. John's, he used to come up with Mark Jackson and those guys and play against us in the summertime and beat us up. And you know, so those are really close. You know, those battles are precious to me.
Yeah, it's tough to see guys that early. So, wait, let me ask you something. So, let's take it back. Let me ask you how it was when you were a kid coming out of Floral Park and you were McDonald's All-American and you go play at St. John's. What was that like? What was that feeling like?
Oh, man, you're taking me back now. like I said, that time was magical for me and myself. I think it was the golden age of high school basketball. Where, especially in New York, when we had guys like, I know you guys are local guys, you guys remember, you know, Rafer, before he was Skip to Malu.
Sure.
Sam Gardwells, Kareem Reed, you know, Reggie Freeman, Felipe, and all those guys. It was just a precious time in high school basketball.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you went to St. John's. Now, tell us about St. John's. Now, you went to St. John's, and you had, you know, some, like you said, Felipe and Ron Artest, the now Meta World Peace, was there.
Yeah.
How? What do you remember about then the program, and how involved are you now? Are you involved in the St. John's family and Steve Lavin and all that he's trying to do, and that team is doing, you know, doing really well this year, may make the tournament?
Yeah. Man, the program has totally evolved. When I was there, things were a little simpler. Things are now ran with Steve Lavin and his program as almost a pro program. I can say that from actual facts here. Like I said, when we were there, not too many scout reports were done. Things were done a little simpler. It was more of a go out and play and see how, you know, play your heart out type of thing. But now things are so broken down. Analytics have, you know, has invaded the game, as you guys already know, and
yep.
things are so technical now. The game is totally different, but the program has evolved into something that I wouldn't imagine. You know, we have new facilities on the campus, and everything is totally evolved.
So Zendon, let me ask you: Are you coaching with the team? Or a part
let's say,
of
well, let's say I'm a part of the program. I'll say that.
Okay.
Right
okay.
Now I'm a part of the program. I'm very close to the program. I'm working with, you know, a couple of guys here and there, and let's say that.
Okay, so that's great because to me, you know, growing up in the city, St. John's was everything, and I just want to get your feel with Lavin being able to recruit, and you said having the new facilities, it seems like he's starting to, you know, get back. Obviously, fifth in the Big East. The Big East is kind of back this year. Georgetown beats Butler last night. Might get five teams in a tournament. St. John's being 20-9. How do you feel, not just this year's team, but for the next couple of years, do we have something coming back? Are we going to be a top team again?
I think so. I can say from personal experience that Steve Lavin, I would say it's the future. In his teaching and the way he runs his program, he and his staff are the future. He's very good. He's an unbelievable players coach. And he knows exactly what he's doing in his program. I'll say that. So we're in very good hands.
That's great. Before I ask you my next question, I got to poke a little joke, though, because Steve Lavin is actually following me on Twitter on my at @ecomplete. So you got to tell him, come join the show and follow us at Ray and Tay today. And we got to get Steve Lavin on here, you know, join the family.
That's crazy. That's funny. That's great.
No, it is crazy. It's just out of random.
I'll tell you this. Like I said, if you ever get a chance to meet him, he's a super guy. Even better coach.
That's what
everybody
I heard.
Everybody says that, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Last night we saw something that only 13 teams have done. Wichita State did it last year. Kentucky starts off 30-0. And Ray and I both have felt, Ray sort of feels it'd be good for them to lose one and that they might lose one. I feel like they might go 40-0 and run the table. But last night, I was a little bit nervous. But what do you think about this team and just how Calipari continues to recruit and make guys that are McDonald's All-Americans like yourself, but, you know, to be so unselfish, to share minutes, all of it. What do you think about that?
I have no idea what he's doing over there, but it's working. You know, they, you know, like I said, I'm very close to my program.
Yeah.
And learning the ins and outs of coaching, learning to learning to keep 15 personalities together, especially kids. You know, we're not dealing with upstairs as pros. You know, I coached one year in the D-League, so I know very well how that works. But when you're dealing with kids, that's a different mentality. So I don't know what Coach Calipari is doing over there, but he has potential pros over there. Some of them lottery picks.
Many of them, yeah.
Them all, you know, many lottery picks. Let's be for real. And to keep them all lined up, the Ducks all lined up together, where they say, let's share the ball. Number one. Number two, let's play together. But in this day and age, you know, guys want to get their numbers, so on and so forth. And let's win. And let's keep winning. You know, that speaks volumes.
And I would even add to that, number four, from an outsider perspective, and the late Jerry Tarkanian as well, and to play defense. Because I don't know how it is, you know, nowadays, but I know back in the day it was harder to get kids to play defense, you know. Offense is easy. Defense, to get in their head to play defense for 94 feet, that's different.
That's very different. But I would agree with you saying that I think they have to lose one because the pressure would be too much to go, you know, whatever it is, 40 and 50 and 0 and win the whole thing. You know, I think they would probably have, as a fan, you know, as a basketball purist, as a guy who studies the game and is a connoisseur, I would like to think of myself as, you have to lose one just because the pressure is too much, I would think.
So, Zenda, let me ask you something. So you also obviously were an All-American coming out of high school, played at St. John's, had a great college career, and you played in the NBA, and you played in a bunch of different cities. So let me ask you a couple questions. So what was your favorite, you know, experience in the NBA? And then what do you think of the NBA today versus the NBA when you played in it?
Not
that long ago, but it's still, you know, it's still different. Everybody says the game's changed. But we're older than you are. Keep that in mind.
man, it's time goes fast, man. I'll tell you this. It's not even close. But probably my first year in the NBA was my best. Even though I didn't play, hanging out with Darius Miles and, you know, Quentin Richardson and those guys, you know, I remember them like it's yesterday. Keon Doolin, Lamar Odom, and all those guys from my first year in, at the L.A. Clippers was a magical year for me. I didn't play a lick the whole year. Maybe one game last in the end of the season. But that by far is my best season out of my 7-8 years in the NBA. The NBA now versus yesteryear is a contact-free sport. I'll say that. You know, when I was in it, it was kind of the last of the dying breed of men. You know, you can't come across the lane and not get hit.
That's right.
You know, it was still Charles Oakley. It was still, you know, rest in peace, Mason.
Anthony Mason,
you know, and a couple of other guys, Karl Malone was still in the league. So you can't come across the lane. As of now, you know, it's a guards game. You know, there's not many bigs still here who like to play in the paint. You know, everybody's a shooting big or pick and pop big, as they call them now. As of before, you know, guys are in the paint, guys are battling, getting rebounds, and, you know, as again, you can't come down the lane without getting hit. I don't care if you're going for a layup or a dunk. You know, I think the physicality and the rules has changed, if more than anything.
No, you're so right. It's a different game, and When you think about it in terms of your playing and how it's evolved, playing in Poland and Russia, Spain, overseas, Serbia, did you think when you were playing there that the talent, how good was the talent, and did you think that the NBA was headed to the point where it is now, where even at All-Star Weekend we had the U.S. versus the world?
Well, I'll say this. The world is catching up. One thing I learned when I was over in all those countries, and they all have the same, I call it the farm system. They all have the same system, whether it was Poland, whether it was Greece or Spain, or they all have the system where their young kids practice with the pros. Mm. What I mean by that is, let's say when I was in Spain, I knew Ricky Rubio before Ricky Rubio was out.
Right.
You know, and he was playing with us when he was 11 years old. And the guys on the team was telling me, listen, this is the next guy. He's going to be the next guy in the NBA, see? And I'm telling you, I'm looking at him like, he had to be, you know, 6'3", 6'4", maybe, you know, 110. He can do all these things, and he's practicing all the time. He's practicing with us. We leave the gym. He's still in the gym. You know, their technical game, I would say, is far beyond ours here in the States. And they become pros way earlier when we're in college, if that makes any sense. You know, they're getting detail. They're getting coaching when we're still in college. I'll tell you this. When we're still in high school, they're being treated as pros. You know, they support their family. They're being treated as men. It's a totally different culture. And it's anywhere I've been, Greece, Spain, Dubai, Poland, Russia, it's the same everywhere I've been. They all have the same farm system. So that's the difference.
Wow.
So I'll tell you, like, they are catching up.
Yeah, for sure. Let me ask you about your coaching career. So after you're playing, you started coaching Idaho Stampede of the NBDL. What was that like? And then what's next? Is that a path you want to take? Do you want to be, take over for Steve Lavin when he's ready to hang him up?
No, I'll tell you this. I'm very happy I found a new passion. I enjoy getting kids better. What I really enjoy is watching the progress of the kid getting better. Watching him, you know, watch me tell him what to do and learn. And I see his head, you know, spinning a little bit, and he goes out and does it, and he comes back and says, you know, Coach, you were right. I had a fabulous, fabulous experience last year with the Idaho Stampede and Coach Mike Peck. Rob Redan was also on our staff.
Another St. John's guy.
Yeah, very instrumental in my progression in this new field. And, you know, they pretty much gave me everything. You know, Mike is a super communicator, you know, as well as addressing the team at halftime or before games or after games. And, you know, I would say Rob is a scientist in a good way. A lot of people don't know about Rob Redan, but he's very, very good, very technical, and very detailed. And you know, this is just transferring over to me now, helping out our program. And it's going to transfer because it's personal for me, if that makes any sense to you guys.
Definitely.
No, absolutely.
Hey, Zendon, before we let you go, and we thank you for joining us, we don't want to take, you know, your whole day
thanks. I enjoy being on the show, man. I've been wanting to get on the show, and things have been, you know, a little busy here and there, but I told you, and I was going to come on. So I really appreciate that.
It's great, but I got to ask you sort of two things there. What you were sort of hinting with the Europeans, should we revamp the AAU system and high school basketball here in the U.S.? I think, you know, everybody's been sort of chirping about it. And then is there one or two rules in college basketball now in the game that you would change, like the shot clock and some of the hand checking? What would you change?
That's a very good question. The AAU system, I don't think there's much we can do about that now. It's growing. Whether good or bad, I don't think we can stop it. You know, money's involved now, big time, so that's its own issue. The college game, I would say that's another really good one. Maybe the shot clock. Maybe shorten the shot clock. Speed it up some more. I would say so.
Go down to 30.
That would bring some more excitement to the game.
Yeah, maybe they should do the NBA 24-second. That's what everybody's saying. You know, we're getting professional.
That's true. So, hey, Zendo, this has been great. It's our pleasure to have you on. And thank you. You're a man of your word. You said you were going to come on, and you came on. Let's get you out of here on this one. Give us your prediction, if you don't mind, for who's going to win the NCAA tournament and who's going to win the NBA, if you want to. If you want to put your neck out.
I'll tell you this.
NBA title.
St. John's is going to win the NCAA tournament. Okay?
I would love it.
I'll say that right now. I'm biased. I'm going to say that right now. You can go out on a limb. As of the NBA, it's a little early. I would have to go with the veterans, the Spurs. I would love to see them there one more time. I'm not sure.
Wow, get Timmy number six.
Get Timmy number six, and I'm not sure who they would be playing. But I think I'm not gonna bet against Pop. Now that I'm a newly coach, I'm not gonna bet against him. So I would say they would be there. I don't know who else would be there.
Maybe they play LeBron again with Cleveland.
That could be. Like I said, it's a little too early, and I know you guys are poking fun here. But like I said, it's great to be on the show. Thank you guys for having me, man. I come on anytime.
All right, thank you, Zendon. That's great, and good luck with your next move, whatever that is. We'll keep an eye on you, and definitely would love to have you back on the show.
And tell Coach we want to talk to him. We love St. John's basketball, baby.
That's right. Okay, I will.
All right.
Have a great day. Thanks again for coming on.
All right.
All right, Zendon. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Great to talk to a St. John's legend, part of the family, continuing to be part of the family. And, that's what it's all about. And, it's good to know that young men are in good hands with just the savviness, the veteran. Hey, he could have been a stretch four in today's game. Zendon had the shot. Great player, great person. And that was fun, Red. That was fun.
Yeah, that was an awesome time reminiscing from St. John's through the NBA, through the Europe, NBD. I think we had a great interview, and I'd love to have him back. So great episode, and we love
definitely.
To bring you athletes, current and former athletes. So Ray and Tate today talking sports with friends. Have a great day. We'll see you on our next episode on Friday.
All right. Take care, and thanks for talking sports. We're out.